Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, Santa Clara has voted to end the 49ers' authority over non-NFL events at Levi's Stadium.
That's right, and some of it is prompted by that group that we just heard, the Rolling Stones, their recent visit to Levi's Stadium. It was a sellout. By all means, it was a success. But the one thing that was lacking, at least one of the things that was lacking for the fans and the group, were the fireworks.
At the end.
Exactly, because it was past the curfew, and Santa Clara and said we didn't get the proper notice, and we couldn't clear the permits, and so the Rolling Stones fireworks did not end the show. There was also some problems in terms of catering space and other things and logistics getting in and out of the stadium. Boil it all down, and it's the latest chapter in the ongoing dispute, tug of war, or whatever you want to call it, between the city of Santa Clara and the 49ers in their joint agreement to run the stadium. Now, the 49ers are going to continue. There's no question that they're running the football operation, but it's the non-football operation where the Santa Clara is saying, we're not seeing the money we thought we were going to be seeing, and you're not playing by the same rules that we thought you were going to be playing by.
Phil, walk us through the deal. All right. So, for example, the Warriors and Chase Center, everybody gets how that operates. They run it. They make the money. The Giants, Oracle
they
Park,
own
same
it.
Deal.
They run it.
Right.
Okay. Down there, they have what is called a joint authority, where they teamed up. It was, you know, the 49ers basically built the place, but there was the land involved, and there were permitting and things like that. So Santa Clara became a public-private partnership. Now, over in Oakland, you have the public authority that runs the whole stadium complex, and they farm it out. The A's run their operation, the Raiders run their operations, and it's a public
and,
private
and
partnership.
And they're lessees. They lease, right?
And they lose money.
Well,
they okay.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Santa Clara was under the mistaken idea that somehow a sports authority and stadium was going to make money or even possibly break even. And that's where your difference is between the public and the private. The 49ers believe we do what we can to make what we can, and sometimes we make and sometimes we don't. And for example, they went and they had their floors refurbished around the stadium. That cost $600,000. Santa Clara says, hey, wait a minute. Why didn't you put this out to bid and take the lowest bidder like we do in the public sector? Why didn't you pay this as prevailing wages or questions about that like we do in the public sector? Because you have one people saying that it should be run as a public entity, the other one saying it should be run as a private entity. Now, the question here is how is this going to be resolved? Through arbitration or this or that? You know, as you said, is it separation? Should it go to family court or should it go to Judge Judy? Because the bottom line is Santa Clara is saying we're ending our relationship with the 49ers about non-football events, and the 49ers are going, no, you're not. You can't just walk out of a contract. And by the way, if you bring anybody in to run the non-football events, we have a say in who you pick.
Yeah, and of course, what precipitated this was the city's rules around curfew, not the 49ers.
Look, this has been going back and forth since shortly after the stadium opened. Remember, the first thing was the 49ers promised to build Santa Clara soccer fields for the kids that were being displaced by this. Instead, they said, we want the city soccer fields for a parking lot and development.
We meant the other.
That set off a whole big scam. The mayor abruptly left the city. The other side, the anti-49er group, moved in. They've had a majority ever since, and this is what we've been seeing played out repeatedly ever since. It's a sport. We have sports. We have rock and roll. We have politics. It don't get much better.
Boy, you got the whole package.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.